Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. People will ask sometimes, how did you get excited about science? Was your father a scientist, or did you have some sort of influence in your life, a great chemist or something? And I have to tell you a little bit of both here, because my father was an excellent chemist and to this day is still a great chemist. But I grew up in a somewhat unusual family. I guess the first recollection I have of what my father did for a living, and I thought this is what he did for a living, is I was about 3 years old, and I can remember peeking through the curtain at the Paramount Theater and watching my dad cut my mom into three pieces in this box that was painted red and black and in three blades that went inside. And he actually took her middle section out and moved it off to the side. And well, that's my first recollection of my dad. And a lot of people say that's pretty much why I had to go through counseling and therapy. But that was the first recollection of Dad. And Dad would close that particular show as a magician by eating fire. I'll tell you what, when it comes to my dad's better than your dad, I'll tell you what, the trump card is always my dad can eat fire. And when your dad can eat fire, that's pretty much you win hands down. So I have to tell you, for kindergarten, I got to take my dad to show and tell, and pretty much the cutting mom into three pieces wasn't appropriate, but at the time they felt that fire eating was appropriate. So I can remember being outside and on the playground, and Dad ate fire for my class for my show and tell. Well, I mention this because I grew up in a family of professional magicians. They're not professional magicians in the sense of this is how they made their full-time living. This is what they just loved to do, was magic. And so I learned growing up how to think like a magician. Magicians think differently than any other person. Magicians always start with the impossible and move to the possible. So they start with this impossible premise. For example, we need to make an elephant disappear. And a group of magicians, very similar to a group of teachers at a conference, sit around and say, okay, well, the elephant will disappear. How are we going to make the elephant disappear? And never once is it an impossibility. All things are possible when you have that particular mindset. Well, I was fortunate enough. My father was a consultant for people like David Copperfield, Doug Henning, some of the big magicians, Penn and Teller, Harry Anderson, people like this that are famous magicians. And so I get a chance to be able to see these people do what they love to do. But the difference between this and teaching science is that magic is a secret. The joy of magic is the fact that you don't know where the elephant went. You don't know how the cards appeared out of the air. You just have idea how the magician knew the number that you were thinking of. As a science teacher, the beauty is we get to create this intrigue and wonder in our students using that same technique, but when it comes time to reveal the secret, it's not a push away, it's not, I'm sorry, I can't tell you. The beauty of teaching science is that you get to look those students in the eye and say, come closer and I'll show you the secret, and the secret is a science secret. And it's just a beautiful approach to be able to use when we're teaching science. And I was so lucky to be able to grow up in a family of magicians. The counseling is a whole nother Oprah. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting SteveSpanglerScience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at SteveSpangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.